Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I want to play a couple voicemails here. I think 1 and 4 are ones we haven't gotten to yet, Scuba. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Could you play voicemail number 1?
I sure can. Hold on 1 second here.
By the way, Ray had to leave. Ray had to leave, so Scuba's running it right now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know that I'm going to the Arkansas football game tomorrow. And I wear glasses just like you, and I'm a sports geek just like you. I can't wait to go. Just wanted to let you know because I know you love the Hogs.
I do, and I hope everybody didn't confuse you for me.
They might.
And next thing you know, you're on the field.
They give him field passes because he looks like you.
Like Bobby. Hey, little skinny kid with glasses. Cool. That's awesome, man. Good for you. Hope you have a great time. I wish I could go, but I've been gone so much, we're just going to watch it at the house tomorrow. I still don't have my princess necklace, though.
Oh, you didn't get it?
I just got home late last night.
Oh, man. You got to get that
thing. And, of course, when I get home, priorities, I have to play my Madden game in my league because I've held that up for 3 days. Yeah. And then after that.
Priorities.
Yeah, who cares?
I get it.
Did you download 2K?
I got it.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I pre-ordered that thing.
Well, I did too, but it automatically downloads, like a 4-hour download.
It's available today. It already told me last night. It's done.
It's a basketball game. I saw Kane Brown on his at 4 a.m. this morning. He was, because his record's out today. And then I saw his Instagram story where he was playing it at 4 a.m. this morning.
Because I think at midnight it was available.
Yeah. Okay, so play the other one, please.
Hi, I'm 12 years old, and I'm in 7th grade, and I just had a fight with my best friend. I started listening to your show, and I was really sad, and I was crying on the bus, but I started listening to your show, and it made me feel better, so just thank you for being there.
Oh, wow. Aww. Glad we could be there for you. It's worked out with your best friend. Whatever the case was, they were wrong and you were right.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And you'll find another best friend.
No. Keep this one. Work through. You know.
She's young. Come on, Bones. She's young.
But that's not the way to go through life.
I know. But if you want to be real, she'll find another best friend.
Well, she probably will anyway. But don't make it because of this.
Yeah.
You know, don't make it because of this. They announced the season 31 cast of Dancing with the Stars. It is going just to Disney Plus. But I mean just. Disney Plus kind of crushes.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they feel like this is a step up or step down. I imagine they feel like it's a step down. But
Dancing with the Stars?
The people, like
yes,
the dancers
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, good point.
But it actually could be the opposite, right?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be live anymore?
It is.
It'll be live.
On Disney Plus. Mm-hmm.
Live streaming.
You can live stream shows on Disney Plus? I thought it was all just the, like, cartoons and you know what I'm saying?
Cinderella.
My show's on Disney Plus, Breaking Bobby Bones.
No, but yours not. Your show isn't live.
I know, but you just said cartoons, and I was saying, here's a song.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Okay, I see what you're saying. But I'm saying, like, I thought they were already, like, they aired, so then that's when they put them up there. I didn't know they could do a live show on Disney Plus.
But I think this they're is evolving. The first.
Yeah, they don't do it often. I've only heard of a couple instances where a streamer did something live. But to be fair, like Hulu Live, I can go onto my Hulu app, and I can watch TV shows live.
Yeah.
So that's not an event, but that's already happening.
Sports, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess
it's
not that
possible.
Crazy.
I mean,
okay, maybe I'm confused.
Okay.
But like if you go to the Peacock app, there's a lot of live channels in that.
No, live channels, I get that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but that meaning you go and
but you're
the
going
thing,
to if you go to Hulu Live, you're watching ABC Live.
Right, but that's still just put on a feed. It's still just a thing you clicked on a feed, just like this show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Got
it'll
it.
Just be a thing you click and watch it live, or probably watch it itself in a different click when it's over. Yep. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really understand how streaming works, so
every season that comes out of Dancing with the Stars, everybody complains that the people are not famous enough, right? I mean, that's the consistent. But you got to understand, they're not going to get anybody super famous. I was on there. What do you think they're going to get? Brad Pitt? Did they pick me over Brad Pitt? No.
And it's quite the commitment.
Well, yeah, right? But it's you're not going to get really famous people.
Okay.
I mean, you're just not. Because you're just not,
well,
right?
Did they put out the list?
Yeah, I got it. But okay. I think this is actually a pretty good class considering there are all these ways to be famous now, and it's even it's fractured so much where everybody's famous. So I think this is pretty – like if you did it in 1971, there's like six famous people, and they'd all be on there, and everybody would be so famous.
Yeah.
But now you can be famous for a lot of different reasons. Selma Blair is on there, the actress. Pretty good.
That's famous. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good for sure. Selma Blair. You would know her if you saw her.
You know her face.
Selma Blair. I know Selma Hayek.
Yeah. She – I can't – wow, Selma Blair's 50. She looks way younger than that. She was in Legally Blonde. She was in Cruel Intentions. She was in, it doesn't matter. Wayne Brady. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's a celebrity.
Pretty good.
That's the one that does
Let's Make a
Deal.
Deal
or No Meal. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Make a Deal.
Sam Champion, who they always get somebody from the news. He's a big weather guy, big famous weather guy from Good Morning America. I know who he is. Let's see. They got somebody super famous this year, which is the Charli D'Amelio.
Oh, wow.
From TikTok.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I know who that is.
She's super famous. Like, just because she's on TikTok, that's the people on TikTok are the people that are way famous for people 30 and younger.
Well,
and her mom's doing it too.
Her fans are probably going to vote for her, but didn't the voting change because of you?
Well, there are things that they can do now to save people
okay.
instead of, yes, they can't make somebody win, but they can save people who are good from losing.
Okay.
Yes, they did change the rules after we won that one. Jesse James Decker. Who lives here in town? Pretty good. Some of these people I do not know, but Jordan Sparks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Somebody from The Bachelorette, they always have her. I don't know who Gabby Windy is. And then there are a bunch of people I have no idea who they are, but I thought that was a pretty decent list of famous-ish people mm-hmm. to be on the show for everybody to be complaining about it. Trevor Donovan from 90210, must be the new version. Daniel Durant from the movie Coda. Oh, yeah, Teresa from New Jersey, Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good
one.
Oh,
I would, I'll watch, see what's up with
Vinny
that.
From Jersey Shore.
What?
Yes.
Which one is he?
That's what I'm saying.
Vinny is, that's great. He's done a great job of maintaining a career. What a good job by Vinny. He's a great dude.
Great dude?
I don't know if he's a great dude, but I.
No, he is.
I think it's a good cast. I think it's a good cast. So, Tyra Banks and Alfonso Ribeiro are hosting Dancing with the Stars. Kicks off September 19th. I thought that was a pretty good cast. So, and I could, hold anger and grudge for being told, hey, you're going to host the show. Then they kind of pulled it out. But I don't,
Good. Maybe a little bit.
Good.
Well, no, I'm disappointed, but I'm not angry. I love doing that show, and I'll stick up for it when people are hating on it for no reason. People just like to hate on that show. Because I guess if you can't get Leo, but you ain't going to get Leo.
Yeah, Leo's busy.
Leo's trying to find another 22-year-old.
Oh, so he's on a yacht with a 19-year-old.
Yeah, Leo's trying to find
another 22-year-old.
How come when I... Leo dates these 19-year-olds, right?
And but I don't know if 19 now, but yes, if they're 25, he...
No, once they hit 25.
Yeah, if they're 25, stats say he ain't dating them anymore.
Right.
Right. But so he dates the young girls. But when I talk about hot chicks that are young, you guys are like, you're such a creep. I'm like, but Leo does it.
But he doesn't talk about it. I don't ever hear him talk about it like you do. And
no,
and also, people talk about this because it does feel weird.
Okay. I was just asking.
And I'm just answering. And they do. And you see grids about their ages and his age as it keeps climbing and they keep staying ish the same.
Yeah.
So it does happen where people are going, wow, that does seem a little weird.
And it helps when you're really good looking.
And famous and rich and not married and not saying your wife is Pastor Prime and all that.
Yeah.
You know?
Got it.
Yeah, got it. Okay, cool. There's a new Bobbycast with Rod Phillips, who is the head of iHeartRadio Country. It's cool because I ask him, hey, why do we hear the same three songs over and over and over? And, you know, I just answer questions that I get asked all the time. Like, what do you think about when people go, that song ain't country? Because he's, as of now, probably the most powerful person as far as a new artist getting broken or what songs become hits. And so it's pretty cool. Check out the Bobbycast with him. It's very behind the scenes, like how things happen on the radio, but it's good. So Rod Phillips is there. Let's see. What else do I have? Lucky Charms, that probe into all the bizarre physical symptoms where people are vomiting.
Yeah, people are getting sick.
They're saying, we're going to end this probe, the FDA is. Like, we can't really prove anything, but I'm telling you, some of the things I read is that some people's poop is bright green. And you're going to tell me that's not with the horseshoe from Lucky Charms?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, 100%. That's happened to me after Lucky Charms.
Okay, now you have
no. I'm serious. Okay. I'm serious. I'm just like, whoa, it's green. And then I'm like, think about it. Oh, yeah, Lucky Charms. That makes sense.
So what do you think happened, Eddie?
With what, my poop being green?
Just in general, Lucky Charms. We didn't know you had this much experience with this story.
I don't. I'm just telling you that sometimes, like, I'll have, like, what's the real colorful one? Fruity Pebbles. And my poop is,
okay,
like,
rainbows. Okay, we're not talking about Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. We're literally talking about Lucky Charms because it's in the news.
And I don't know anything
if
about
you just
it.
Hear him. Just stop him. He said his poop is rainbow. Stop.
Sometimes it is. Okay. And I feel like
you
that
might need to go get that checked out.
Yeah, after Fruity Pebbles, it's rainbow. And after Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it has sparkles.
And then after Captain Crunch, it's got a hat on it. A Captain hat.
I mean, come on.
No.
A woman was arrested after faking her own kidnapping to extort her mom for the fourth time.
Hmm.
Don't you think I'm about the third time? You're just like, come home, dinner's ready.
That's funny.
So... Yeah, that's some crazy stuff. The whole faking kidnapping. The woman who, what was her name? She faked kid, and she blamed. She even said there was a white van, and Hispanic men got her. You remember that?
Yeah, she was from Atlanta.
That's
dang it. Jennifer Wilbank.
Oh, nice job. If that's her name, yeah, that's a good one.
You have to be a Hispanic man. That's messed up.
That's what she said. She was. If I remember the story, she was very.
So
very descriptive with how she was abducted.
Oh, I hate that.
A woman and four accomplices were arrested for faking her kidnapping to extort $50,000 from the woman's mother, and they thought they'd get away with it because they'd done it three other times. A 30-year-old woman sent her mom a terrifying video of herself being held hostage. She was blindfolded. Someone was holding a knife to her throat. There was blood coming out of her mouth. She said she'd been kidnapped and that they'd kill her, but it was all fake, even the blood. They were arrested, but again, they found that she'd already conned her mom three other times in similar schemes. Runaway Bride, Jennifer Wilbanks.
Hey, I don't know the Beatles, but I know Jennifer Wilbanks.
That's true.
These are the things he remembers.
There's a guy who floated at sea in a freezer for 11 days.
What?
Like, there's a fisherman whose boat sank, and he got in the freezer because it floated for 11 days. No food or water. There were sharks swimming around him. Hmm. He managed to keep on living until he was rescued off the coast of Suriname. I don't know, but... Once he hit the shore, he was arrested for being undocumented in that place and spent 16 days in jail.
No.
Now he's back in Brazil with his family.
Wow.
That's the opposite of Castaway. Mm-hmm. Like, he got arrested as if his life wasn't terrible already. He was stuck at sea for all that time and he gets arrested.
Because
God, that's terrible.
They saw it as someone who was trying to use that as a boat to get over there.
They didn't wait to hear what he had to say?
I don't know if they could understand him. I don't know.
No, that's true.
Yeah. 19-year-old American chess star, his name is Hans Niemann, has offered to strip naked to prove he's not a cheater.
Ooh.
You know what? Any game we play, I'm offering to do the same.
Wow.
You know what? I'll play naked. Even before anybody accuses me of cheating.
I don't think you're cheating.
I'll just play.
You're good. You win.
I'll just play butt naked. Teenage American Grandmaster Hines Niemann has offered to strip naked to prove he is not a chess cheat, angrily dismissing suspicion surrounding his upset win over 5-time world champion Magnus Carlsen. The 19-year-old admitted to cheating in online chess games as a child, but says he plays above board now. He goes, you want me to play naked? I will. I don't care. You know I'm clean. I'm willing to subject myself to whatever you want me to play. That's funny. Chess is dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
It's from abc.net.
How do you cheat
online? Yeah, where would you hide things? Like, why do you need to be naked?
I don't know. I always feel like you can fit something up there.
Like the king, the rook.
Measure queen or what?
the pond.
That's funny. Ray had to leave, but he was going to talk about they went to Vegas, and Lunchbox, he said he did not see your name on the marquee at the Paris.
What? Oh, maybe because it's too far out.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm supposed to be there in October, so.
You got to be selling tickets now, right?
What's today's day?
But you're only doing one show.
I'm a month away. I mean, yeah. I should be on the marquee now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Scuba?
Yeah.
He wasn't listening at all.
That's about marquee.
No, don't worry about it. Hey, it's not a big deal.
That's what I figured. I'll go back to this.
No. Scuba, we're talking about my appearance in Vegas, Bad Out of Hell, and I'm not on the marquee yet.
Speaking of Vegas, tickets are on sale right now for my show in Vegas. There was a whole issue, a timing issue. I said 10 Central, 8 Vegas time. They still did 10 Vegas time, so it took like 10 minutes to get it fixed. But it's now up, and it's okay. I had a minor meltdown.
You've been dealing with that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's good now.
Didn't even notice. Good job.
Oh, is that why you were mumbling at your phone something about something. Yeah. And I was
I'm very organized. I make sure I's dotted, T's crossed. We say it, we do it. A triple, confirmed. And then still it wasn't there. But now it's up. We're good. Mm. Life's good, huh?
Yeah.
Look at us. Fun fact. So my friend Kat's birthday she's celebrating her birthday in Vegas that weekend.
Oh, wow.
And I was already thinking about going. It's the same weekend.
Wow.
That's a fun fact.
So I'd already be there.
Wow. Well, tickets are on sale now. I'd probably get them.
I would jump on it right now.
Yeah.
Amy, hurry up.
What's the website?
Morgan, it's at bobbybones.com, right?
Yes,
okay.
It's up there.
Or Ticketmaster, and you can search it, but yes.
There
you go.
Okay. I'm just saying, what are the odds that I might? And I've been out of town every single one of your shows.
That's true. But I'm announcing another one.
So I have
one.
I'm announcing one
more Monday that's closer. It's actually in Nashville. I'll just say that. I'm doing one more in Nashville.
I know, but are the odds? I already might be in Vegas.
That's true.
That's crazy.
What are the odds? I don't know the actual odds.
Let me go
DraftKings and see Amy's odds of being in Vegas. Wow. Plus 300. If you bet $100, you make 300.
Okay, whatever.
Lunchbox, this guy was paid 300 times his salary. And then
300 times?
He got it, and he hasn't been seen since.
Smart dude. Withdraw. See you later.
If you got a check, there was 300 times your check.
Yeah. Straight cash, and we're out.
But would you'd be out?
Yeah, you'd have to.
So you're saying you would run. You'd be on the run.
No, you just buy an island, dude. Like, you retire.
It's only 300 times your check.
Oh, I was thinking 300. Yeah, all right.
What were you thinking exactly? Because I said 300 times.
Yeah,
the whole salary.
You're doing the whole salary.
Yeah, I was doing the whole salary.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was thinking, you're getting paid, like, $2-4 million. I don't know.
But even that, you would run, just run from the law?
No, just buy an island and retire.
That's running from the law.
It's not running.
But they can get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your money, dude.
No, it is. They gave you it.
No. This happens all the time. You can't legally keep the money. So this guy, his normal check was $545, but he got $180,000.
Oh, that's it?
And he just took the money.
Yeah, buy the
island.
That's
why I'm asking. Like, obviously, you make more than $545 each check, but would you run?
I wouldn't have to run, though. I would just, like...
But it's not your money, and they would get it back.
Not if I don't have it. What if it's buried in the backyard?
What do they do?
And then you can't use it.
I can use it because I go out there, get a couple thousand.
What do they do with people when you can't, like, pay back?
They garnish wages.
Okay. So then he'd have to work for the next 10 years and not make anything.
Or I could just retire.
Or they put him in jail. Well, they stole. Oh, he literally stole.
No. Yeah. That is what is so weird about this. When someone hands you something, you're not stealing it.
But if it's an accident and then you know it's not yours and you still go, that according to the law is, I didn't make the laws.
Like, I mean, it's like you go and they give you a free sample at a grocery store and then all of a sudden they arrest you for eating it.
No, because that's not true. That is a terrible analogy because it's like, this is free. Please take it. It is yours.
Right. Well, they're saying here, this is your check.
They messed
please take
up.
It.
That's from twistedsifter.com. Let's see. Eddie's kids name dropped Stanley the dog at school.
Yeah, one of my boys did. Apparently, they were reading. I heard this from the librarian. So they were reading Stanley the dog in the library in one of the classes. And when they brought the book out, my boy goes, "Oh, guys, I know Stanley personally. I met him. Hang out with him." And they're like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" He's like, "Oh, yeah. I go to the author, Bobby, go to his house, and we go to the pool. Stanley, he's cool dog, big dog." and half of the class was like, "We don't believe you." And then finally the librarian was like, "Oh, you know what? Yeah, I believe his dad works with Bobby, so I guess he has met Stanley, but he never really mentioned you. He just said, like, yeah, yeah, Stanley, the dog.
Stanley's way cooler anyway. When people come over, they pet Stanley more than me. So.
I thought that was so funny. Mm-hmm.
You may have to be a football coach at your for your kids.
They're trying to recruit me as an assistant football coach. I guess this is the way it works. They see how good my kids are because my two boys, the 7 and 8 year old, they are really good at football. They're good at all their sports, but they stand out at football. So I guess they assume since they're good, well, dad's obviously coaching them at home and teaching them things. So he must be good. I've been asked to coach football maybe like 3 years in a row. And I've said no because for two reasons. They play on Sundays. NFL's on Sundays. I'm not going to miss football games to go coach football, right? And then second, I don't want to deal with other people's kids. Like, other people's kids are, like, bratty sometimes, and I can't do anything about it, and I have to just kind of, like, oh, my gosh, like, this kid will not stop talking. And
do you not have to – do you have to know something about football to coach it?
Right. Is that also a problem?
Or is it just a kid, like, managing kids?
No, 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 no. We have, like – from last year, they had about 10 plays. And so
okay, then you could do it.
The head coach is the one that kind of draws out the plays.
But you could probably do that then, even for that age.
I just
maybe
don't know.
Not defense.
I just don't know if I want to, man.
Also, did I hear you correctly that you're not going to go to your kids' games because yeah. there's NFL?
We're
going
to get to that too.
No,
yeah.
What I've done in the past is I stream it on the phone, so I take the phone and watch it on the sideline. So I'm watching games. Good catch, son. Good job. Keep watching on the phone.
And you'd rather do that as a dad than have to not be able to do that as a coach.
How am I going to do that as a coach?
Yeah. But also, do they think for a little bit just that? Those are your adopted kids, right? So, like, they're
No. One's biological and
okay.
one's adopted.
I don't know if the talent was just coming from.
Easy.
<you know.
laughs> Easy.
That's funny. His biological kid's pretty good. Too.
That's funny, Amy.
That's good. Okay, we're going to finish up with the memory poll. Can we do this, Mike? So, you're going to write your score down, okay. And we're going to see how everybody does here.
Oh, I'm probably good.
Memory. This,
I don't have a good memory.
An article that sort of tests your memory here.
All right.
So. The results can determine whether you have a great, good, or bad memory. I'll ask a question. You write down the number that's best associated with you.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And be honest, though. Add up the score. We'll determine it as the best and worst memory. How good are you at remembering names? Okay, that's just a question. How good are you at remembering names? One, very good. Two, pretty good.
Oh, one.
Three, not good. Or four, terrible. Have I got the number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How often do you misplace your car keys? One, not often. Two, very often. Three, once in a while. So one, not often. Two, very often. Three, once in a while. All right. How often do you lose your sunglasses? One, not often. Two, once in a while. Three, very often. So sunglasses, one, not often. Two, once in a while, three, very. Have you ever forgotten an appointment? One, never. Two, once or twice. Three, a few times. Have you ever forgotten to pick up your child?
Oh. Be honest, guys.
Mom,
zero,
Dad.
I don't have kids, so it's going to be me. One, never. Two, once or twice. Three, a few times. Have you ever missed a flight? One, never. Two, once or twice. Three, a few times.
That one's tricky.
What, did you miss it? Did I leave without you?
I missed it because I tried to get there right on time.
Yeah, well, that's you.
So
being,
you missed
that's,
it.
That's, yeah, that's,
I know. It's not even doing it in my memory.
That's
but
number
if,
two.
The question was, just answer the question.
I know. I'm just telling you it's tricky.
It's, yeah,
okay.
It's
all right. Add your points together. Guys, it didn't take that much math. Oh my
well, I forgot what the how was going to add it up.
I mean, the biggest number was four. That was only in one of them. Scoop, are you talking to somebody?
What's that?
Were you talking to somebody?
People here.
Okay.
But then I was making fun of Lunchbox. Like, carry the one. I'm
oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me, but nobody was hearing you.
No. Sorry. I was looking at it. It's my fault.
All right. Well, we got Eddie.
10.
So you have a good memory.
I mean, I really don't.
Pretty good.
I really don't, but all the stuff that you asked, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's, you got to kind of do all that stuff.
Lunchbox.
I got a 9.
Again, same category. Eight
what?
To eight.
Y'all are.
No, because my wife is.
Does
put
everything.
A key bowl, so I put my keys yeah. and my wallet and my sunglasses all in the bowl, so it's okay. not forgettable.
Amy? Score?
15.
Wow. You forgot to pick up your kids?
I have before, and I have missed flights.
Wow.
Mostly in
Yeah, that's
Haiti.
The worst category.
Wow. The flights got me because I missed it. Going to Haiti, coming home from Haiti, getting stuck in a third world country.
Mm. And I would assume that you forgot appointments, too.
Yes.
She forgot to write that down.
No, I did that one. Oh, man, recently, too, and it was really bad. I decided to go get acupuncture, and he asked me if I had a little extra time because he could tell I needed it. And I didn't know how long that meant, but I was on the table for 2 hours, and I had a podcast. I forgot.
With a guest?
Yeah, and she was at my house. I know.
Oh, that's tough.
It's the worst feeling.
Oh, my God.
We're cool now. We're friends. We're cool. We've become friends. But I had.
So a guest was at your house waiting on you, and you were just.
Yeah, but because I was doing acupuncture and I was face down and I had needles on me, I couldn't look at my phone.
But why couldn't you go, hey, can I look? Can you have my phone real quick?
I didn't. It never. I was so relaxed.
And so how did she go home finally?
Well, so my father-in-law was at the house, and he said, so weird. Normally she's back by now, and we can't get a hold of her, and we're calling.
So they feel awkward, too.
Oh, she's
so they're
talking
sitting
to
on
them.
Your couch?
Like, they're offering her stuff to drink. Her name's Dylan Murphy, yeah. It was for my Outweigh, my eating disorder podcast, yeah. And she's a therapist. And
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out, Dylan. I apologize profusely. It was not a good day for me. Clearly, I was like, you know, needed the acupuncture and then the needle. I didn't even know 2 hours had gone by. I got up off the table and was like, oh, relaxing. And then I went straight into stress and panic mode.
No more relaxing.
I checked my phone. And, but you know, it was just a calendar mix up.
That's a bad one. That's not a calendar mix up. That's just you forgetting.
Yeah, because I read the calendar wrong.
Yeah, but you, okay.
Thought you forgot.
Yeah. I got a 6.
So you don't forget anything.
But
you
I just remember to organize. So if I do forget, I can look at my calendar.
Yeah,
that's a part of it, though, right?
Absolutely. Like the system is a part of it.
I just remember to keep the system. Like, I have a to-do list for today, and as soon as I think of something, I put it right in there, and I remember I got to go right to it. And so, boom.
Yeah, what happened with me there was not normal.
But that's not the only time I missed an appointment.
You also have a really high score, so it is pretty normal.
Well, that was like, you said keys, sunglasses.
Yeah.
Human at your house that you don't know that you made an appointment with.
No, that was, I decided to share that with y'all. I didn't have to.
Hey,
thank you for doing
that's
that.
That's not one of my proudest moments.
I'm surprised you remembered to share that with us.
Good one.
Hey, it happens.
Okay, we're done. We mentioned two things. Thing number one, if you want to go to the show, we'd love to see you in Vegas December 3rd. The tickets are on sale now. Go to bobbybones.com for my comedically inspirational show at The Win. I hope you come. I would love for people to come. That would be amazing. So tickets are on sale now. And then we will have a new episode of 25 Whistles up today. Coach Dan Mullins will be on with us, who was a Mississippi State head coach for a long time, Florida head coach for a long time. So he'll be on, and that's it. Amy's, what's your podcast this week?
It is 4 Things with Amy Brown, and it's my friend Allie is on, and we're talking about how she's approaching working out differently since she's become a mom. And I also have a small business on, a couple that used to be in the military and overseas. His lungs were completely ruined by the burning plastic in Iraq, so they formed a whole new laundry detergent business that eliminates plastic, and they tell their story. So it's 4 totally random different things that I talk about.
Also, Mike's Movie Podcast, Sore Losers have an episode up today, so you guys go and check them out. You have all weekend. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe watching games. Maybe you're listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
It's something for everybody. All right, thank you guys, and I think that's it. So we will see you Monday. Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids. See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.